mentioned today, you said it's a safer Bereshit, safer Yosher. You mentioned the airport. And so it goes very much with the Yashu. That's the topic of the Yashu, is that we should be Taka Yosher to be eating people that Sri Rakhodesh Baruch Hu in the right way, but also Because Baruch Hu wants that we should talk to, says the Pasuk, this is Parasha, Avram doesn't have a child yet, and Sarah decides to bring in a maidservant, Tachla, that Ulai Yivana Mimeno, that through that, the Sfus, that she's going to bring a service of Beisi, the Maisa, she's going to be Yivana Mimeno, she's going to have a child through that, Rabbi Zayin. An unbelievable Zach, Rabbi Zayin. That itself is going to be Oymidon. That the Sfus, that she's going to bring someone into her house, and it's Tachla going to be, hard for her. So Rossi, she's bringing another woman into her house. She said, Ivonemi Mena, the schus that I bring, Echel Sari Tovea, she preserved her to Ivonemi Mena. So tell the Gazaka, my son. Why is that Taka, that schus should be preserved to Ivonemi Mena? Our Mucha from here, the Chori Yisori, that the Pshadat, the schus of Atronis, the schus of a person that's Mevater, or somebody else, is that causes, that you know, she brings somebody else into the house. She would get, let her live with her husband. She, and like it was, she can have children from her. And the schus there, sorry, you may not deserve to have a child. Reminds me, no, sorry, was an island as well. So she couldn't, she would see us have children. Oh, but that's a horrible look. You see, she sees it from this mice. Or by Rachel also, she brought in another man. And the schus that a person is works on his midah of atronis, to be mevater, on your own, itself, and she, mom is giving her of herself, She has a husband now. She has one husband who's a partner in life. She has a husband who's going to, who look her. That's the closest person she's with, and here she's willing to bring somebody else in order that. Obviously, maybe he should have children, like he was able to have children. And Ulayi on every man is a grashi, but school, she'ach, and his son, I'll bring a tzara to my house. Tzara is called, not a co-wife. And I'm going to be mevater on my personal relationship with my husband. But school zeh, his ma'ase mucha from here, I'm already kisoy, that the koch of atronis, how far it goes with us. How far the koch of atronis will be able to mevater to somebody else, or by saying, anyway, many times people do things to us, or things happen, and the mitzvah is that way right away. It's my makom, it's my place, and we feel people interjecting into our place, and right away we get excited, we get upset, it bothers us, and Lamaisa should try to bother us. Lamaisa, person stepping into my boundaries. I have a certain boundaries, I have a certain lifestyle, I have a certain, you know, way I like to live, and the guy's interfering, he's causing me tzar. The person has to know this is so, the way I said that. It seems from this Rashi that the source of the person that's been vater on his chaylek, it's unbelievable source of the day. The Sora says that nothing else worked, and I was married to Avram, the tefillos that they had, the stomach, how many tefillos they would have spallowed. The tzidkus, everything that Sora and Avram did, I'm not going to bring a child. Now, the schus that I'm going to bring a Sora into my house, I'm going to bring a co-wife into my house, and we're about to my chelik with my husband, and let him have the opportunity to have children, from that schus, that's the schus Sora made, didn't have enough schus, she was Sora's Makayah, the son of Hashem, she had an whole Baal Jewish yeshiva. Eish for women, she had. Avram had Eish for men, and she had Eish for women. She would be the car of the whole world. That schus didn't help her. She was Eish of Avram, the mother of the wife of Avram. She took care of a tzaddik. She told us Hagar, when she was coming in, Ashrecha, that you're able to become a wife for such a tzaddik. She was the wife of a tzaddik. Took care of him. That's what didn't work. So what's going to work now? The prayer that she's in the Vata, to be a co-wife, and give up her portion. That's going to work now, and bring about a trial. Why is it even though she had a child afterwards? What's the sign here? Because you see, unbelievable kirch of schuss of atronis. The person mevat on his chelik. We have a hard time mevat on a chelik as our third portion of schnitzel. You know, a guy comes in and gets his first portion. He says, what do you mean? He came so late. I want to give him my fourth portion. Well, I'm supposed to give it up. Came 10 minutes late. That, you know, it's very hard to mevat on that fourth portion. You know, your left side of your stomach is not full yet, or the right side. And he came in Vat on that, that's a hard time, but said. But here, a person in Vat on his etzim chenah, what she was rightfully zirchot to, she was with her husband. Says Chazal, the schuss that she's in Vat, it's unbelievable zahra, but said. Yeah, well, there's a difference between about different chenah, but the mice, when we want to talk about this, he's sorry, but said, the Quran of Atronis is so amazing, but said. Abshach, I just saw also that the Yortzah for Abshach is going to be here today, tomorrow night, but said. Yosef Avi Ezri, and he said, I remember, it was a couple that went to him, Rabbi Sa. There was a couple went to Rav Shach before, I know the person personally, and he told me they went to Rav Shach with his wife right before they were married, and he asked them for advice. He said, Nar Hayisi, Vigam Zakanti, I was Nar, and I was a Kanti, Lori Isi Echod, She, Yusi Rene Avito, I never found anybody lost because of Avito. He never said, you want to have a successful marriage, the sort is to be able to mavati to one each other. And that's very, very important, but a person doesn't really, person, you know, a lot of times it's natural, a person wants to stand up for his own rights. That's the Fifth Amendment, whatever it is, which amendment it is. A person has to stand up for his own rights, a person has his own rights. Even when they capture a guy, you have the right to remain silent. Everybody has their own rights, right? You get a guy to climb up on him and even yeah, tell him he has a right to remain silent, any word to be used. But the human right, he has rights, everybody has rights. But I have my own rights, I have my own things, I have a way I want to live my life. But a person has to learn that Torah HaKadosh preaches vitu, to learn to move out, to learn to give in, to learn to move out, to so what, to let her have it, let that guy have it. What is it? Sometimes it's stupidity of us, sometimes guys get into the fight, it's the biggest. I'm a stupidity. They'll argue for 25 minutes over who knows, over a piece of corn. Not a whole piece of schnitzel, a piece of corn. Or this or that. Just be mevater. No one loses us yitzer, but this is what Shah told me. It goes so far that once saw a mice, I don't know, it's a difference to say, but I saw a mice with Rav Shah. He made up with his wife before they got married that they said, listen, we're gonna obviously there's gonna be times in life where each shard is going to want. So how are we gonna go about this? So they said they made up before marriage, sat together. So we're gonna make a system. Each time we get into a disagreement over here, we have something, there's two ways to go. Each shard wants one way. So we'll switch off being mulata. I'm mulata first, and you mulata this way. Each time they'll make it much simpler. It's like who's winning his wife doesn't mulata. They may go to Mamaskin. The Rebbetzin said, the Saif Yamav, she said, Lamaisa never became my turn. Rav Shach was always Mivati. I guess, you know, he tried it the first time he liked it, so he did it. No, but he Lamaisa, the Rav Shach, he said, you know what, I'll just do it again, one more time, what to her, one more time, all done. He said, she said, it never came her chance, Mivati. He always was Mivati. And Rav Shach told this couple, young couple, you want to have success in our EC, you never lose a vita of us by giving in. It comes out so much. A person has no other, you know, it's like, yeah, ruchnias and things like that in his household. But sometimes, you know, just to have shown bias, but it's like, if both sides are going to be stubborn, and I have to get my way, there's going to be shown bias bound, and who knows what it will lead to. But sometimes the biggest eruptions of shown bias start of a little thing, or one side has seen a mivata, that's all. He wants to go to his parents for Shabbos. She wants to go to her parents. That type is a problem. No. He goes to her, she's Mavata. You Mavata. Stay home. No. Mavata, she go to her parents for Shabbos. So what? That's it. She has to deal one Shabbos with her son. Gehenna is much worse. No, I don't know. But no, but Gehenna is much worse. Make a whole fight. Make a whole fight. Everybody's like, over the going to our pants for Shabbos. You go to our pants for Shabbos. When you go to, you go, she wants to go somewhere now, and if you want to go somewhere else, the mice at the end of the day, everybody's like, Nara, Yisi, Gamza, Gani. And that's, everybody's like, it starts, everybody's like, the practice that starts in the room. He wants the light on, he wants the light off. This Shabbos, he wants the air conditioning on this degree, he wants the that to me, and Mamish, you know, did they Torah come out of these days? They come to the Shul and sit and discuss it. No Saki Vivat, it's a matter of 2 degrees, but in this and that and this. Other guys have forgotten eights, so he'll move this part of the room, he likes it. Forgotten eights, you know, Vivat a little bit, you can work it out of us. It doesn't have to be a whole eruption, this and that, every little thing, roommate and this and that. You can work it out. How do you work it out? Learn to be Vivat a little. You never lose a person with that. It's time and time again. The person that gives in, the person looks, he's humble, gives in. Sarah says, "B'schus zeh." No, she has hundreds of schusim. Karebe, she's Paul Struvin Yeshiva. No, that's who's the one. B'schus that she's going to move out on her. She deserves to have a child. People realize there's many, many stories you say with the Machtiyoyim story. I think they just once said, that guy really wanted, but he was bidding against another guy. And he was Mavata for that guy, and he had the child at the end of the day. Was that people on Mavata, on their chelek, the Rosh Baruch Hu looks down on a person with tremendous rachmanish. Because a lot of times it's important to you, but you say, you know what? For the sake of Sholem, I'll give you. Let that other guy have it. Let him have this, let him have that. Okay? Because he has to know sometimes he feels he stepped on it, it's not good for his things, he has to work on it. But at the end of the day, everybody said, the Koyach of Yitro is an unbelievable Koyach of Bosak. Rosh Baruch sees that you're ready to give up the Shalom, you're ready to make Shalom with other people. And there's no greater bracha than Shalom, but it's Hashem Yivorach, it's Am, and Shalom. But in the Rots of Klimatz, the last Mishnah in Shaz, the Mosa Klimatz, and the last Shalom, the Klimatz of Bracha. The Klimatz of all Bracha is Shalom, but and that's why Yitro is so good. When you're Mavata, you bring Shalom to the Oilam, that's the Yisrael. You bring Shalom. You're the one bring Shalom, because the Pshat is that there's always, what's Vito? Vito is the Pshat is that there's a disagreement. There's between two sides. So there's no Shalom between it. It could be on a different level. So in order for the things, one side has to be given in. So the one that gives in, he's bringing the Shalom. So it comes out more resolved in what's it called? More in the brachas that if you know in an ani, it's normal. It's something you should show. You should be makin like shalom. Shana bakei shalom v'refeyo. Person should bakei shalom. Person should look to be the one who instigates, who institutes shalom in the world. Shalom is the greatest thing. Hashem Yivara, the dance of the world. That's the terrors for shalom. The Gemara says in Rashi the last Rambam of Chanukah, and the Gemara says in Chanukah, person that has enough money for kiddush, for what's it called, for Neiros Shabbos. Or for Kiddush, or for Neiros Chanukah, you get Neiros Shabbos. Why? Because it brings Shalom. And all the Torahs of the Rambam, the whole Torah was ordered to bring Shalom to Olam. The Chol Nesiva Shalom. That's the Yisrael of Torah, by saying. The Gans of Torah always said that's the Pshat of Gemara. The Gemara says, Tamidi Chachom, Marbim Shalom to Olam. The Gemara says, famous Gemara. Parabim, so we say it every day, Tamidi Chachom, Marbim Shalom to Olam. How is Tamachom, Marbim Shalom to Olam? What's Pshat Tamach Ram Shalom? So I want to say Pshat Ram Shalom because Tamach Ram Machadesh more Torah. And more the Mitzias of Torah, that's called this Mashal, it's Shalom. So the more the Machadesh of Torah, they're bringing more Shalom by them. The more Machadesh, the Yisrael of Shalom. The Shalom becomes more all encompassing because that's the Torah, the Mitzias of the Dine Torah, all Shalom. But the more we're married to Torah, but then we have to follow the ways of that. There's a ways that we follow the ways. A motzah klimachsik bracha, was a person who wants bracha this world, that's could be the pshat. Vitor ben shalom, shalom is the klimachsik bracha. Hashem Yivorach, Amo Yivah Shalom.